If you've read this blog for a long time, you might have seen some magnolia pictures because there's such cool trees with such awesome flowers to take pictures of. I know at least once I posted a picture of a magnolia seed pod, and what you're looking at here is the very early beginnings of such a seed pod. This is a super close-up picture of the center ball of a magnolia flower. It's like a, I think it's a ball of, what do they call it, pistils, the center little tendrils of a flower. And they start out in this little cocoon almost, and then they slowly uncurl and emerge over the course of a couple days. And I really wanted to capture something when I went out to take this photo. I wanted to get some sort of magnolia flower picture. And I came across this scene. And I don't even know if it's exactly what I was looking for or not, but I like how it turned out. And the scene itself, I specifically framed it with that big leaf on the left-hand side, or that big flower petal, because I was so close, I kind of wanted to evoke a sense of peeking in, kind of removing maybe some curtains or something like that, and peeking into this delicate moment when this flower is just starting to emerge. And I thought leaving a little bit of the flower petal on the left-hand side in the foreground would create that sense for the viewer. I also used a close-up filter, which is quickly becoming one of my favorite photography tools, because I wanted to get in super-duper close and get a really nice, intimate sense of what was happening with this flower. And I didn't know if I was setting out to capture this image specifically or one like it or what. I just knew it was a nice day, and I wanted to walk around and find a picture of a magnolia flower. So I took this, and I wasn't sure if it would work or turn out exactly how I wanted. So I kept on going, and if you scroll down, you'll see two more pictures, which ended up creating sort of a complete illustration of the transformation taking place here. The second picture that you see is another magnolia flower much later, although much later, I'm talking like a couple days because this progression happened so quickly, but much further along in its life cycle, where the center parts of the flowers, I believe they're called pistils, are reaching up, and they've fully emerged from that center ball in the first picture, and you can see the tiny little anthers at the top of each one of them. And I took that one from a much lower angle because to me it looked like this thing was sort of erupting like a volcano, and I wanted to capture that sense visually, as well as I wanted the background to be I wanted the shot to be composed so that you could see a little bit of background in there without being distracting, and I think that worked out. And the final shot, you see a withered and dead flower, and it's sort of the final stage in this whole progression because it's now, it's served its purpose, it's done, and inside that is a whole collection of little seeds, each one attached to, I believe, attached to one of these little tendrils that's poking up, and In a couple months, those seeds will emerge from a green seed pod, which will be formed around this clump of flowers. So it turned out what started off as a way to take one photo of a magnolia seed pod turned out it ended up being sort of a complete progression, a three-stage progression of this whole life cycle of a magnolia flower. It was kind of unexpected, but kind of fortunate. I liked it, and I hope you do too. And it kind of showed to me, it was a tangible reminder of how fleeting these moments are and how special they are. And specifically with the macro filter or the close-up filter, how cool it is to get really nice and up close on things like this and sort of discover the magic that's hidden right before our very eyes.